It was a warm, sunny morning in the jungle.
A perfect time for a nice, long, relaxing wallow,
thought Howard Hippo. Wallowing in the river was Howard's favourite thing to do. He found a nice, cool, muddy spot and settled in. Howard was just drifting off into a delightful daydream when... Splash!
Gotcha!
Shrieked Maxine Monkey. Sploosh!
Gotcha back!
Shouted Chico Chimp. Oh, can't you monkeys and chimps play somewhere else? Howard grumbled. I'm wallowing here. There is something very unsettling about someone looking up at you from a coffin. He has very large, very round eyes, and they are very open. He smiles at me and he says, "Don't worry, Doctor, I still can't die." I go back to sitting against the pews, and from where I'm sitting I see his arms come up and he stretches them a little, and then they go back inside the coffin. "Who is your uncle?" I say. "I don't think you really want to know," he says. "Well, I'm asking." "Oh, there's no point in telling you," Gabo says. "I confided in you as a fellow man of medicine, but I can see you will not believe me, and this conversation cannot go anywhere if some part of it is not taken in good faith." If Billy had walked a little further, he would have found the back door, and behind it Mrs. Crypt, serving hot buttered crumpets as a mid-morning snack. She had made some for Billy too, but Billy didn't know this. He didn't realise how close to home he was because the house was hidden by trees. He thought he was lost completely. And when you are lost, everything looks strange. To him, the stalks of the fennel shooting up with their frothy tops were like feathered spears, and even the cabbages looked threatening. Everything seemed dangerous and unfamiliar, except the rock he was sitting on, which was solid. An exceptionally solid, dependable rock, with a bit of moss on it for extra comfort.
"The serving girl brought us kippers, hot coffee and sweetmeats, and soon the hardships of recent days were put aside. I had begun to look forward greatly to resting a while at Doon when John Grant spoke. 'It grieves me much to say it, boys, but we must spirit you somewhere more secretive before the day is out,' he said. 'I heard last night from Edward that General Hawley himself will come tomorrow at first light with a group of men of the 8th. They will be resting several days with me, and I needs must play the host before sending them on their way. I like it not, and I'm mutinous at having such a man for a guest, but I'm too old to fight, and so must on occasion endure the company of blackguards.'